Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you ready, Chief?
Viewer discretion is advised.
Here we go.
You're listening to Ribeye Radio on the CA Radio Network. With your hosts, Brett and JoJo.
All right, guys, looks like we're on the air. Joe, can you fix that camera? Nobody wants to look at me. They really don't want to look at you, buddy. That's not just a face for radio, right?
That's good.
Oh, not so good. Thought you had that. All right, well, the guys on radio can't tell what's happening, just as on Facebook. So go ahead and get started on this thing. We've got a lot to cover. We haven't heard results in, like, 7 events. Is that right, Jeff? Had a lot of events, a lot of action happening. We are going to cover all those results today. And 7:20, we're going to have Adam Smith from the Roanoke Ribeye Roundup on. He's going to talk his cook-off coming up. At 7:40, we'll have Rick Halbrook, the Humble Rodeo Steak and Barbecue Cook-Off in Humble, Texas. 8 o'clock, we're going to have Brandy Pierce from Plainview, and she's with the Go Big or Go Home Mark Marley Steak Cook-Off. And then at 8:20, we have Robert Baxley, the winner of the Cass County Rodeo Steak Cook-Off last weekend. Robert will be – actually, I saw a picture. He was bass fishing a while ago. Hope he has time to make the show. So then we're going to hit some staples like the radio grab sack. What's that called, Joe?
Mail call.
Mailbag. Yeah, that's it. All right. And then we're going to do the Shiner beer, Wheel of Beer, of course. Then we get a question. Tonight, we're going to give away a couple things on the trivia. We've got, actually, we can show people. If you're not on Facebook, jump on there. You can see us. It's on this Cook-Off Association page. Hey, now, should be live. My live, I don't know what they claim on. But anyway, let me show them what that prize will be for the trivia.
Yeah, let's do that. Good evening, folks. Sorry, over here playing technical director and trying to get this stuff going on. We are going to give away tonight barbecue on the video on Facebook. It's a little bit off by a couple of seconds. That's because of the SEC rules. You know, we don't want any cursing.
That right at me, Joe?
Maybe so.
I played the prayer of three already.
Yeah, so everybody can know.
Your discretion is advised.
Exactly.
Just in case.
Now, we are going to be giving away the barbecue dragon this evening. And what else is there?
Oh, yes. Vintage 2015 SCA World Championship t-shirts. We have a t-shirt that's a front. And this is the great back of it. These were from our first ever SCA World Steak Championship. And we were like 6 gazillion of them and sold like 17. So you get a collector's item.
Exactly. So come on up. It's going to be a really good question. We'll hit you toward the end of the show. Again, we figure out how we're going to do it. We may have first person that comes up here to the actual studio, knocks on the door, and gives the right answer. We'll take you under consideration.
There's got to be an easy way, Jojo.
There's got to be.
We're
going to do some results before we do our first interview with Adam Smith. Sorry if I keep fading in and out. I'm trying to stay within the shot. And so far, so good. We got 8 viewers. And as soon as I say that, it dropped to 6. So that goes to show
you. Keep talking, Jojo. You see what happened. I'll let you on the air.
A minute, we just picked up 9.
Oh, there we go.
Alrighty
then.
All right, so we're going to do some quick results here. We're going to try to get a cup. I know the last couple shows we were really, really tense in to do some results here. So let's start off the very first one that we missed a while back. I don't know the exact dates. I don't know right now. I guess the onus is on me to figure out the date. But
hey now.
903 Brewery.
That's one.
Steak Cook-Off in Sherman, Texas. We have 30 teams compete. We had appetizer round. We had steak round. So the appetizers, third place to Reagan Brochet, his infamous, what was it, the muffin cupcake?
The meatloaf cupcake.
Yes, delicious.
Those things are great.
Second place to Bribecue, Brian Lewis.
The appetizer master.
And first prize went to Miss Amy, my wife. Yes, she hit with her infamous chicken wings. Very nice. Very good. Congratulations there, babe. Now, steak. 10th place, we got Top Tribble.
Mm-hmm.
9th place went to Brian McClarty, Big Fish. Shout out to Brian. He's out hustling tonight.
Catering for 3,500 people at Gage.
Yes.
That's getting her done.
Get her done. Get her done. 8th place went to Lee Joseph. Very nice. 7th place, Brad Callis, best known as
Milkshake.
6th place went to Joe Early, R.I. Cook Team 2. 5th place went to Chuck Wagon, Chuck Evans. Very nice to see a tag team there go back to back. Bended himself, hit 4th place. 3rd place, Mr. Tulsa himself, Bill Bond. Not too bad.
No, did good.
But it gets better. 2nd place went to his son, Lance Bond.
Oh, not and bad. First went to James?
And Bond.
James.
First prize went to Ms. Janet Baker.
Again.
Now, for those of you that don't know her, she just started
on fire
with SCA. This is her second cook, correct? Yes.
My God.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
this was the second time she cooked, or was it the first? I've already lost track.
Second time.
Where she cooked the first time? No, this was her first. This was her first cook at SCA because Brian Sherman, because Brian helped her.
What? There we are.
Yeah.
With Sherman? Okay, yeah. That was her first cook.
First time cooking, and she won.
Just realize the people watching Facebook can't hear little funny drops or the music player or anything.
That's why they have to go to Blog Talk Radio.
That's true. All right.
Click on our links. They are on our Facebook.
By the
page.
Way, the Los Angeles Rams are on the clock. 8 minutes.
Yes, they are. We are also going to pop in with draft news. So bear with us for all you sports fans, because believe me, we are big fans of football, and we want to make sure everybody's up to snuff.
And this is on you if you can't keep up with all
correct.
Of this.
Bing, bing. So that was 903 Brewery. Second to get caught up on. This was a big one. This was a doozy. The PK Grill steak cook-off in Little Rock.
7-1.
71 teams competed.
Great event.
This one, we had appetizers and steak. Appetizer, third place, went to Michael Nguyen.
Nguyen?
Nguyen.
Great linebacker for the boys. Dat Nguyen or Dat Nguyen?
Okay, well, it's Michael Nguyen. I've butchered your name. All right.
English
anyway.
One.
Yeah, I'm butchering it. Second place to Wayne Denson. Did I pronounce Denson correct?
I believe he did, okay, but thanks. Actually he doesn't go by Wayne. He goes by Bruce.
Right.
No, I really
okay.
I don't know.
All right. So then first place went to Philip Norton.
Hey, Norton.
So that congratulations nice. To them on appetizer hits. Now, David Nelson, Mr. Reliable there.
Mm-hmm.
8th place went to John Payne, Texas' own John Payne. He's doing very well lately.
He has.
7th place, another name sounds familiar, Brian McClarty, Big Fish.
Big Fish.
6th place, Philip Weaver. 5th place, you're going to help with this one, Shalyn Geeson?
Shalyn Geeson, yep.
I got that right.
He's grabbing ash cookers. He's
right.
Got a selfie grabbing ash.
That's why I remembered him.
Yeah, those things
his,
are great.
I have his business. That's right. 4th place, Wayne Denson, better known as Bruce Denson, right?
I think it's Bruce. Someone will correct us soon after.
Miss Chandra Polo.
Yes.
Very nice. Not only did on the place that where they give some awesome prize, was it 3rd, 2nd, and 1st? Got PK a grill.
They got a yeti.
They got
no,
a,
they got a grill.
They got a grill.
They got a grill. That's right.
So she got a spear now.
Yeah.
2nd place, Bill Bond, Mr. Tulsa, place went to Mr. Arkansas himself, Mr. Alan Newton. Mom, Pa Grillers, congratulations to you, Alan.
He's been on fire this year, too.
He's been on a roll, and you'll hear his name here in a little while again. Now, what's funny is we had the awards on Periscope, tried to do Periscope for the awards ceremonies. His wife, Vicky, was so excited. He thought she won while we were watching it on the video. And we're like, wow, this is the first she officially cooked. But no, it was just except for her husband. That was really neat.
Yeah, tell who won.
Couldn't tell, but that was great. So congratulations to everybody at PK. Now, the contest. Same day as PK, we had Smoking on the Big Creek Cook-Off in Pleasant Hill, Missouri. This was the OBR.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, we don't have the winner. We don't have top 10.
That's all that matters.
But that's all that matters. And there were 26 teams competing. First prize went to Love You Q. That's the team that went. So congratulations to Love You Q. Next contest. Snyder, Texas. My neck of the woods. This was in Snyder, Texas. We had 21 teams. The Scurry Extravaganza.
Didn't you cook that cook-off, JoJo?
Yes, I did. I came out of semi-retirement to cook that one to be close to home.
How'd you do that weekend?
Well, let's just say I'm not going to be called out here in Indiana.
I got first place in deer.
Oh, yeah, I got first in deer. Yeah, those of you that don't know this, I hit deer all the way there. So when people ask me, how'd you do, I did, you know, 11th and appetizer, 17th and steak, and first in deer. And everybody thought I actually did with deer. No, I meant that I hit it. I was a bad joke. But bad joke. You know what's even worse? Deer got up and ran off. So I couldn't even hit him right on.
You couldn't even get any backstrap on that thing.
I was like, man, there's an appetizer.
That should have been a sign for the weekend.
Exactly. So on this week, we had a kids cook. We had appetizers. And we had steak. So the kids cook. Third place went to James Alexander, Little Mouse, right? Little Mice?
Something like
mice.
That, yeah.
First place to Gunner Alexander. Very nice.
The other one.
Yes, yes.
Two brothers. Cool.
Very nice. Very nice. There were four siblings that cooked.
Wow.
Yeah, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they came in first, third, fourth, and fifth.
Wow.
Yeah. Appetizer. We had third place went to Tiki. Second place went to Los Primos, Anthony Hernandez. First prize went to Josh Helm. I do remember he had a stuffed avocado. That was his.
Was it good?
It was good. It was really good. Anthony was really good. A Philly cheesesteak stuffed mushroom.
Wow.
It was delish. Delish. Great job there, Anthony. Great job, Josh. On steak, 10th place went to Tanner Harmon. Ninth place to Ron Escobedo. Sixth place, Alan Mosher. Seventh place, Brendan Johnson.
He was in the championship last year.
That's right. Sixth place, Joe Sump.
He was in the championship.
Yes. Randy Irwin.
New cook.
Fourth place, Jacob, I want to say this right, Laceman. Third place, Brandon Mitchell. Second place, Mr. Anthony Hernandez again. Very nice. And congratulations to two-time winner, Dust Sanders, for coming in first prize at Curry County.
Very nice. Good job. It appears Los Angeles Rams have submitted their first pick, and with the first pick they pick, Johnny Joseph.
Good
out of
job.
West Monroe,
Louisiana. Congratulations, Johnny.
Wow.
You will bring pride to the L.A. Rams.
It appears Johnny's going to play the draft for Griller. To the team Griller.
Yes.
Excellent.
Next on the clock is the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll see who
yes.
they pick next.
All right. I'm glad we're following this draft.
Oh, that is
add
awesome.
Some excitement.
That is awesome. Now, the next contest, John Henry's State Challenge in Houston, Texas. This was a very exciting contest down there.
Fun one.
Very fun. It was a great place to go and do some cooking. They had a great, great sport down there. We had a combination of three. We had salmon. We had wings. We had steak. So, in the place wings, went to Bobby Sandoval. Second place went to Tim Nichols. First place wins went to Ron Garcia. So congratulations to y'all.
Big
on Ron's the
rubs.
Yes.
All right.
Now, salmon, not only was there a prize for the salmon, but if you used any John Henry rub, there was an additional $300 bonus. So the winner had potential of winning $500 for salmon alone.
Wow.
Everybody could salmon. Everybody used John Henry's rubs. And I'm telling you, there was, what, at least 300 different flavors rubbed.
Yeah, there. He's got amazing selection.
Beautiful selection. If y'all get a chance to go there, go visit his store, okay? Third place, Raymond Aguilar on salmon. Second place went to Ron Garcia. Now, if I'm mistaken, I think we may have a mix-up in because there was somebody else that actually won. That's okay. That's probably them calling right now to find out why we called it out.
No. Don't think so.
I want to say Juan Cortez won.
He called on something.
So anyway.
The Ram picked Jared off. Johnny Joseph. Sorry, John. Got you chicken for that big track. All right, back to wings.
Steak. Now steak. With the steak. 21 went to Milkshake, Brad Callis.
There we go.
Ninth place went to Gene Potts.
Gene.
Now, this is me because we call him the Sheriff Justice of the Association. Well, the person that came in front of him was the bandit, Bobby Stewart,
yeah,
who got eighth place. Seventh place, Juan Cortez.
There's
sixth
one.
Went to Joe Castillo.
Big one.
The worm, Matocayo. Fifth place to Miss Shauna Rapolo.
Again.
Fourth place, Mr. Wes Monroe in the first pick of the Rams.
Johnny!
I can't hear it.
Sorry. Again, Block Radio.
Figured out tweak.
Oh, yeah. We're kind of messing with this. You know, willing to take any type of donations to help us get a high quality, high definition, high audio camera. Talk to us for real. Info@showsteak.com.
Your language is offensive.
$8 DRDR. Okay.
Your language is offensive.
Third place went to David Tristan.
Couple calls.
Second place, Mr. Brian Rapolo.
Oh.
Boy, if y'all would have seen how excited he was.
Yeah. He didn't care if he got 20th, long as she got 21st.
Yeah, exactly.
That guy was so excited.
He was so excited, I'm telling you. And he had some really cool socks. Ask him next time you see him to show you
the magical socks.
He's got the magic socks.
All right.
First place. This name sounds familiar to you. Janet Baker. Yes. The same Janet that won in 903 in Sherman, won in Houston. She has been on a roll. So congratulations to everyone that competed in Houston. How are we doing on the clock, sir?
We're good. We got our first caller on the clock here. We can bring him on.
All right, we'll come back to these results here in a little bit. We still got about three contests to go. So let's go ahead and bring on our first.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask a few questions.
All right, let's bring on Adam Smith. I think he's on here. Let's see if this is him. All the way from Warwin. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. You guys?
Doing good so far. You might experience a little lag here. I'm not sure how running both the Facebook and the radio, how we're working, but we are glad
we
you're here. Yeah. Well, first of all, your cook-off is coming up
next Saturday.
That's right.
There is still time to enter that cook-off. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. We talked to the city last night, and permit people can put things off, so we've still got a little bit of time, and, you know, obviously put a rush on it, but we can still accommodate those that want to participate for sure.
Very nice. Hey, it's JoJo. Thank you last night. Me and Adam were together last night going over the stuff, the cook-off. Appreciate the time we spent last night. There's been a question.
Wish I knew how to call you.
The
sure.
Entry. Can you explain the entry fee because we want to hear from you?
Sure. I know that initially when we put it up on the site and put it up on our Facebook, we were trying to encourage early birds. And of course, this being our first event, didn't really know the ropes, so forgive us on that. But the fee for entrance is $150 and remains $150. So those that are applying now, there has been no increase.
Also, if $150 is included, your appetizer entry fee, that is only included the steak.
That's correct. That's correct. The steak it is included and the appetizer is included. So no additional fee for appetizer.
Fabulous. It's fabulous. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the setup? Now, basically, this is a festival. It's a pretty much a city festival. If you can explain to the company what we are going to be celebrating and how the setup is going to be.
Well, we're celebrating the Roanoke Ribeye Roundup. We're celebrating SCA. It really didn't initiate as a city festival. It kind of grew from humble beginnings just in its first year here. The city was kind enough to allow us to use the space, and we really thought that was going to be the extent of it. And as the response started to come in and people started to get excited about it, and teams were signing up and vendors were signing up, and we got some really some good local sponsors and some good major sponsors, the city, not that they weren't involved to begin with, but really started jumping on it. I think we all kind of were surprised by the response of the community and the response of the restaurants and sponsors. And so it grew. I mean, we started off with one little block blocked off, and now we're taking up a pretty good chunk of Oak Street. So,
nice.
Yeah, a festival is a good way of putting it, but it's all grown around the cook-off.
Very nice. Now, there is going to be music. There's going to be a lot not only sponsors, but have vendors out there. It's going to be a cornhole tournament, correct?
Yeah, the Texas Cornhole League. Chad Jacobson, who runs the Texas Cornhole League, is one of the folks on our great committee, and he is organizing a cornhole tournament that will registration will start that day around the time of the chef's meeting at 11 a.m., and it'll run kind of in the early part of the day. And as you said, we've got live music that will start early in the afternoon. Last band, our headliner, Waylon Pierce, will be done at 9 p.m. that night. And then we've got lots of other attractions and events for kids to take part in. And we'll have a Jeep club out there. So it's growing by the second. So attractions are added every day. And to say it's going to be a lot of fun is probably an understatement. It's going to be a great event.
Very nice. Very nice. So there's also going to be a public. Can you let the folks know about the public?
Sure. The public can buy tickets for dinners. We have two different options. We've got an option for just the side dishes. A few of the restaurants on Oak Street have been generous enough to donate their time and energy and food, most importantly, to the event. And so they're putting up the side dishes, and we've got some great desserts that the restaurants and bakeries are contributing. So that's one option. That's a $10 ticket. And then for $25, we're doing the ribeye and the sides and the dessert. So we feel like it's a great bargain for a dinner, a great setting with live music. And one thing I did forget to mention was at 5:34 that night, the Kentucky Derby will be running. So we'll have our 16-foot by 9-foot Go Vision jumbo television out there broadcasting the Derby, broadcasting the Rangers game early in the day. And then JoJo, you confirmed this, I believe the Stars, hopefully it'll be a sweep, but if they need a game 5 to take care of a business, that game should be on during the event as well.
That is correct. The Stars game 5 if we don't sweep them.
Yeah, we'll have plenty to do.
That sounds great.
That is great. And again, folks, this is in Roanoke, Texas. It is a unique dining capital of Texas. There's a lot of great restaurants there, but we're going to take over. SCA is going to take over, and we're going to do this nice little ribeye roundup for everybody. Now, what is the website where the teams that still want to sign up? And like you said, you've confirmed that it is at $150 entry fee. That includes the appetizer round.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. The website is RoanokeRibeyeRoundup.com. And it's pretty easy to navigate, but you click on teams, and the team page takes you directly to, there's a link for the team sign up. We try to do everything online, make it easy. If anybody runs into any issues with the website, there's a contact us form on there as well, or at least with the sign up form. Use the contact us form. Let us know if you run into an issue with the payment. If you want to make a payment at the event, we're flexible there. So our main emphasis is let's make this thing fun. Let's make it vibrant. Promote SCA. Let's grow the sport and make it a great event for our sponsors, our teams, the participants, everybody involved.
Very good. Very nice. Well, Adam, one thing that we all like to ask all of our interviewees before we finalize our interview is if you could cook a steak for anyone, alive or dead, who would it be and why?
Alive or dead? That's a damn good question. Who have others said? You caught me off guard. Give me some inspiration.
I'll tell you what, if that doesn't help you, I got another question to ask. What's the last movie on date night you saw?
I'm trying to remember the last date night. Jeez, that's pitiful. it would have been, let's see, it was a movie with, what was the guy, Tom Hardy, the British gangster movie. You know that one, Legend, I think.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
It was good. Yeah.
You need to explore the date night. I don't know if you noticed, but I actually had a date night last after our meeting.
I saw you guys. I hope you enjoyed Roanoke. Enjoyed the grill. It looked like you guys were having a good time, and I certainly wasn't going to interrupt date night.
No, it was fun. It was a great time, and she had never eaten there before. Of course, me and Brett have before, and I have, and it was just really good. But I wanted her to try it, and it was delicious. So it was really fun.
Yeah,
you need to explain the date night thing.
I know the guys that are organizing events right now that are listening, and those that have done it in the past understand. You know, putting on one of these events, it doesn't necessarily lend itself to many date nights. So I'll definitely be making good on that the day after Mother's Day, and hopefully in the weeks to come we'll have more date nights. But not many have occurred since we took on this project.
Understood.
Thanks for coming on, Adam. We really appreciate your time, and everybody check them out, the Ribeye Roundup.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you, Adam. Folks,
all
that was
right.
Adam Smith with the Roanoke Ribeye Roundup Cook-Off, which we're doing next Saturday. This is going to be a good time. It's going to be a fun time. Now, I know it's a week away, and I know Texas weather is crazy, but we have a really good forecast right now for next Saturday.
That means nothing in Texas.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just, kind of in the wind here. Right. But, again, if you want to sign up, it's www.roanoke, R-O-A-N-O-K-E, ribeyeroundup.com. Click on Teams, and you can sign up there. If you need to find the website, you can go to our page. Go to our cook-off event page. There is a flyer there, and there is a link that you click on, and it'll take you directly to that page. So, again, RoanokeRibeyeRoundup.com.
There we go. Explain a couple things real quick. The audience couldn't hear us talking. They couldn't hear the guy through the blog talk because he was streaming through the computer. So we just unhooked it so they could actually hear. So for a while there, we were talking to nobody. Like everyone that was watching couldn't hear us.
So the ones that are watching couldn't hear us, but the ones on the radio
could hear him. But the people watching weren't getting the audio. Okay. That's why I had to unplug it. But right, now we know, and no one's half the battle.
Well,
G.I. Joe.
Maybe that's when we need a splitter.
Well,
didn't we do that in Humble?
No, we didn't. I don't remember. Maybe.
Because we ran a speaker. Remember, we had the speaker.
Yeah, playing. We did. We might have had a splitter going.
Yeah, because Chad.
He had a splitter.
He had a splitter.
Okay, we'll get one.
Okay. Anybody want to donate a splitter? Info.
We're looking
at
for
steak,
a free 99 splitter.
Yeah. Info at steakcookoffs.com.
Want to throw a thank you out there to the Crazy Cowboy Bar and Grill for providing us dinner tonight.
Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, Brad, for those ribeye sandwiches.
Very, very delicious.
Pretty darn good.
Very delicious. With the smoked, with the smoked macaroni. It was delicious.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Delicious. So, shout out to Crazy Cowboy.
He did take care of us, that's for sure.
Okay, the Philadelphia Eagles, while we were talking to Adam.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
Their selection,
they were two on the draft board. Who did they
take? They took Dustin Sanders.
Dustin Sanders with the second pick in the NFL draft to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Congratulations, Dustin.
Says he's going to play middle griller for the Eagles.
Ah, middle very, griller. Very, very good defensive.
Important position.
Very important position.
So congratulations, Dustin. And also
the Chargers picked Brady.
It came with two people on that. They actually got Carson Wentz as well. That's going to be quarterback.
I don't know him, but I'm Dustin.
I know Dustin. Okay, that's okay. What matters.
Now, the San Diego Chargers.
Yes, third on the pick.
They picked third, and they picked Janet Baker.
Janet Baker.
Unbelievable.
Man, the girl's barely even a freshman. How did she make it in there?
Congratulations, Janet. You are going to San Diego.
And their compensatory pick was Joey Bosa. Also came with that deal for him.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I think he's a defensive end. And it said she is playing center and griller? Two positions. Excellent. Okay.
Iron Man position there.
Cowboys are on the clock.
Our Dallas Cowboys are on the clock, so we'll jump in here in a minute.
Be interesting.
Exactly. So let's get back to a couple of results before we get to our next interview. Our next interview is?
Next interview is about Rick Halbrook.
Yeah, about
is anyone watching this thing even?
I'm showing one viewer.
One viewer right now.
And it's actually us, because I haven't got.
We suck.
We're going back to our results page. Now, Brett was associated with running the Kansas Steak Championship in Wichita, Kansas, at All Things Barbecue. This is an incredible, incredible store. Incredible, incredible. I cannot even tell you how incredible it is. They got so many things, so many products. He can tell you a whole lot more than I can. I just seen pictures.
Now, they had every kind of grill they want. Yoder's, the guy that owns the store is actually the owner of Yoder's Smokers. And they cooked the steaks for our class. I also did a judging class up there. But they cooked the steak on a Yoder pellet cooker. He didn't tell me till afterwards. And, man, they had a great char on them.
Awesome.
I was like, are you serious? And he said, yeah. On the odor, I couldn't believe it. But
very nice.
They were very nice. I watching that, I think he can win on a pellet cooker. I seen a guy get a fifth, but somebody's going to bring out one of these yoders in one of these one day.
Very nice. So in Kansas, Wichita, Kansas, we had 14 teams. Well, we also had a wing contest on the wings. Third place, won Patty. Second place went to Tom Evans. And first place went to Eric
Something like that.
Congratulations, guys, on getting with wings. Top 10 in steak. 10th place went to, yes.
Go ahead. Never mind.
Dave Williamson. Dave Williamson was in 10th.
You remember?
9th place, Tom Evans. So he got calls.
He did.
8th place, Carl Brewer. Yes.
Two-term mayor, Carl.
7th place to P.K. LaPolte.
Yeah.
6th place to Buddy King. 5th place, Aaron Chippo. Two calls for
him.
Very nice. 4th place, Michael McCoy.
McCoy Barbecue.
3rd place, Brenda Swifeld. Is that?
Yeah, I believe so. Brenda, you remember her, the winner of Wonderland? They have the chuck wagon. They're set out right in front of them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they're great people.
Awesome chuck wagon. It was a really cool place. Really nice.
give people to.
Second place, another call for John Patty. Second place.
John Patty, second place. You guys that don't know John Patty's name, old he pit for Ernesto Cervantes, who pit.
I'm trying to remember her name.
La Bruja.
No.
La Ruca, yeah.
La Ruca, and it's got a custom trailer he's building for this thing,
it's
too.
Good looking.
Really
pit.
Nice. At first place went to Los Primos, Mr. Anthony Hernandez.
Yes.
So congratulations, Anthony. Now, Anthony did qualify in Snyder.
Correct.
So if Dustin's win, it went to Anthony. Well, Anthony's win in Wichita, it went to John.
Went to John Patty. I got a text from John Patty 3 minutes ago saying he had some. He wants to drive down to Fort Worth this weekend.
That is awesome.
That's cool. That is really neat when you see that happening.
Very awesome. So, next one, Cass County Rodeo, state cook-off in Linden, Texas. Okay, we had one bite challenge. We had steak. So, for the kids cook, second place went to Caden Bynum, and first place went to Miss Katie Sanders, daughter of Dustin and Ashley. Congratulations,
nice.
Sweetheart. One bite challenge. Third place went to Terry Campbell. Second place to the Steak Aficionados. I like that. That's a cool name.
That's the team that split off from the Steak Whippers.
Uh-huh.
They're now teams.
Two teams.
Expansion. Automation division.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Love it.
First place went to Damon Baby Blue.
First
place appetizer.
Very nice.
Congratulations, Damon. 22 teams competed in steak. We had 10th place, Philip Rapolo. 9th place, Cougar Pit, Mr. David Nelson.
Consistent.
8th place, another call for Dave Blue. What did I tell you?
All right, Justin. Dallas Cowboys officially drafted Brian Rapolo from Shreveport, Louisiana. Brian is going to play
quarterback/griller
for the Cowboys. And with Brian named Ezekiel Elliott of Ohio State running back. Called JoJo earlier today.
I called it.
Man, I lose that one too.
When they need defense, they always go with the offense.
Yeah. Let's not make sense for anything.
So,
all right, back to steak.
To steak. Seventh place to we'll get Miss Janet Baker. Again, her name's getting called. Sixth place, Bribe Q, Brian Lewis.
Oh yeah. Proud Eagles.
Third place with Don Payne. Second place, Team Rage, Braun Sire.
Fight all his rage.
At first place with Mr. Robert Baxley, Otter Creek. Now, later on this evening, we'll be interviewing Robert, so everybody stay tuned. We're going to have a good interview with him later on. But we're going to bring on someone for our second interview. Brett, can you like to explain to who this is, who the mystery guest is?
Next, Rick Halbrook. Rick is with the Umba Rodeo Steak and Barbecue Cup. You know, it's probably steak first.
I like that.
You like
priorities.
That? Priorities. We're setting it straight. How you doing, Rick?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Sir,
hold on just a second.
Okay. Go ahead, bud.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me okay?
We can hear you. Yes, we
can
hear you.
Okay. Well, the reason I didn't hear you back because you were on the... Let's forget it. Hey, how's my favorite ambassadors of smoke doing?
We are doing fabulous. I don't know if watching this in video, but we're over here having a panic moment. Give me just a second here. You can ask Brett that same question.
Up in Dallas, I heard that they just rumor here in the Houston area that Dallas got 9 ways to mess up this year in the draft. Is that a true statement?
That's a true statement. Yeah, it's running back.
Thank you for having me on. Just wanted to join you guys to. Let you know that February 3rd and 4th of 2017, Humble Rodeo and Barbecue Super Bowl Experience is going to be KCBS sanctioned along with the SCA. We made
February 4th and 5th?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's 4th, 5th?
3rd and 4th.
3rd and 4th, okay.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday. And we're just excited about having the Kansas City coming in, the rules. We feel like that we made the correct move to be able to give our locals and competitors a chance to hone their skills to compete when they go to the track and to other locations. We feel like we're opening the door, and hopefully we've done the right thing. I think we have.
I think you did the right thing. I think it'll be a great event, and so that'll be as far as KCBS has been south Texas. So I'm pretty sure you're going to have a nice crowd. A lot of people excited about coming to the Houston area.
I've got a lot of good reactions to cookers, both backyard cookers and to to the competitive cookers. And I had to kind of have a little jab to them when I was talking to them about, you know, it's going to be real hard for Texas smokers to put sauce on their meat because they never had a mistake they had to cover up. And they got a little giggle out of that. But, being offered both with the SCA judging classes, we're working with them the day before, possibly, depending on how many people sign up, but 2 days for certified judges for the KCBS to be in this area, kind of give that an out on that. Of course, we're having the Rumble and Humble, as you guys were part of. But the great John Reeves with Smoking X needs to come down and guard his championship and see if he can't do it again. We're working on some, I can't announce it right now, but some heavy hitters that also want to be part of that.
Right.
And we're going to also introduce a People's Choice back into the barbecue. We think that's missed because a lot of wristbands are sold and they walk in. We've been feeding them, but they still want to go around and, what real barbecue tastes like, and that hasn't been available to them.
That can be available with KCBS?
I'm sorry, yeah, it'll be sanctioned with KCBS.
Okay, that's good.
And it's the people's choice.
Okay,
they brought
excellent.
A lot to the table, like y'all. We're going to have the, it's going to be basically, since the Super Bowl is going to be in Houston, we're going to go towards that, and we're going to theme it. Humble ISD Education Foundation, of course, is who we're doing this for, raising for the kids grants for teachers, and we write them a check and for everything that we net. And we've got a lot of HISD, Humble ISD, NFL alum that we're reaching out to come out and help us out on that weekend because of it being Super Bowl weekend in Houston. So we'll have some of that out here, and we're looking to autograph sessions and that type of thing. Going to you guys for a steak and wing competition and bring that back.
Ready for that. We didn't come in there. It was a fun event. It was our first being with you guys down there.
Well, I appreciate it.
Fun to do. You guys put on a heck of a party down there, that's for sure.
Well, we try to accommodate. Our job is to set the stage so the cookers can do, be the stars.
Did I read somewhere where you're going to have a way to get out of there a little bit earlier on Saturday if they need to?
Yeah, that was a huge misconception, and I apologize for that because I was a little bit tied up during that time last year. But, I don't know. Oh, it was ridiculous last year. We had different people telling different things, and I've got control of that. And what we're going to do is a sweep at 11 o'clock on Saturday night. Once the officers say the public's out of there, and then we make that sweep and say everybody can leap at 11 o'clock. And as soon as that officer raises his hand, that we won't have any problem with the public. Of course, you can't let all the teams lose at one time and you still have public in there because you have a tendency to hurt them, run over because they want out of there. But yes, it will be definitely, you're out of there. You have the capability at 11 o'clock on Saturday night to get out of there.
Okay. Good. That'll help. I think that was one suggestion I saw while we were there that they might be able to work on. But that was a great kickoff, great event. Facilities were great. That's not much to complain about there, that's for sure. Are you paying top 10 again next year at stake?
I'm sorry?
I think we paid top 10 this year in stake. Are we doing the same payout next year?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Were you asking about the stake and the wings?
Yes, the stake payout. Are we still paying top 10 next year?
Yes, sir. Exactly what we paid last year. And combined for the party is, and it's amazing when you talk slower, it doesn't break up. I don't know why. But we're still having $17,000 overall payout, and we're going to still pay the same way we did in the SCA event as we did last time. Your opinion?
As many
bucks
again as I've taken from my back, it's American talk, period.
Yeah. But
it happened, Rick.
Of course, you got your space back when you come down. Hey, I got a question for you. Where did JoJo put his tattoo?
JoJo didn't get a tattoo. Says not quite man enough for a tattoo yet.
Okay. He's still got a stick on so that he can wear it, right?
Yes, his pasties.
Yeah.
They're having trouble hearing it. Are you experiencing that audio like that, Rick? What you said to?
I'm here. What I'm hearing from you is I called in, and of course I'm on my mobile, and I'm having when you call me, when you're talking, you're kind of breaking up. You know, like you're in a bad spot on mobile, but then it'll go clear. And
okay, we're doing I need to get a splitter. We're also doing this live on Facebook, so we're experimenting this week, and we'll have it all figured out next week. Sorry about that. So
not a problem.
Can you bring Robert each one?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Let me try my phone. Is this better?
You're breaking up real bad right
better?
Now. You're breaking up real bad, sir.
What's the signal or something?
Not a problem, but it sounds when you and I are talking right now, it sounds like you're echoing out of a bad cell spot, is what I'm getting.
Okay, not a lot I can do about that, unfortunately.
Oh, true. But hey, really looking forward to you coming down again and enjoy it. You brought a lot to the table and. On it, and just hopefully we can outgrow. What do we have? 67 entries last year.
Yes, sir. We did.
Hopefully
the signal is picked up here in a little bit. I'm here, Rick.
Yeah.
Hopefully
so
better.
Maybe next year we can break it.
Yeah, I was the NFL draft. Got us.
Yeah, you don't want a dead air, but
it's dying. Something's going on with the signal.
But we're excited in about what KCBS can bring us, and I've already got commitments from out of state already coming.
Really?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear anybody.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we got some commitments out of state. Out of state on there. That want to come here, but. We're getting a new website. We're developing a new website. So the old website still works, but we'll have, hopefully you'll bring me back on, but we'll have some more to publish in about this time next month.
Okay.
You know, and we'll have more detail and on what's going on. But so
we
far, we're really. I'm sorry?
We look forward to it. We know it's a bit of ways away, but I think people are going to be very excited that it's going to be with a KCBS also. So
yeah,
I think you're combining two of the best out there.
Well, yeah, on the stake side, we didn't have anybody else, so, you know, we went with the best, you know. I'm just kidding.
Dang it.
But, yeah, but, you know, you guys put on a good, I couldn't ask for any more. But we just got to get the word out a little bit faster and a little bit earlier. And hopefully we can get it out there. And, what's that? I had nothing but comments, good comments from the cookers that were they're looking forward to it. And my God, talk about the guys that want to get certified for judging this year, just to be able to sit there and eat ribeye, something else.
We'll have a big class next year for sure. All right, Rick, I the same question I ask everybody. If you can hear me, you could cook steak for one person, whoever it may be, alive or dead. Who would you cook that steak for?
I'm going to answer you like I did last time. I cook it for my dad. He's 81 years old and taught me how and basically how to appreciate meat without a whole bunch of sauce on it and what it's supposed to taste like.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Rick. We've got to get to a couple more updates here, but we look forward to seeing and hearing from you, man. Thanks.
Cool. And thank you for having me on, JoJo. I'll see you when you get down here, you guys, and you know, make sure you got something to ride this time. You know,
but, we'll have golf cart this time.
And go Texans. Okay.
Whoa. All right, buddy. Yeah. Bye bye.
All right. Have a good one.
See you.
Thank you.
All right. This is Rick Halbert. Sorry for the bad connection there for a bit. I'm not sure what was happening on that one. I guess it's the Wi-Fi really pushing it, running both of them at the same time. Can you see both of us on the camera? We got a request from some ladies that said they wanted to see more of us and less of the wall. I think that's a great reason they're blind.
Here you go.
Chances are... All right, sorry about that. Actually, it is not us. It's the Wi-Fi connection getting fade in, fade out, and it's I'm making excuses.
That's no excuses.
All right, now, real quick, before we get back to the events and such, the Facebook video that's running right now, hopefully you can see both of us here, it actually cuts off after an hour. So it's going to cut off here in 5 minutes. I'm going to restart it again. So I'm letting you know because... It has a minute time it, okay? So before we cut off, we're going to spin the wheel.
Oh, yeah, because I'm thirsty.
So, folks, this is our favorite part of the show. This is the Shiner Box. You love beer. We are drinking tonight Ruby Redbird.
This will be our sponsor, Shinerbach Beers.
Are we even on? You can see us on the camera. Wave at us.
Here's JoJo. He's got to do it. I think that's my favorite Shiner beer.
Delicious.
If we had like 10 sponsors and they're all alcohol, the show would be real good.
I'm watching the live video right now. It's like going in super fast mode. It's kind of funny. If we could play the Benny Hill music in the background, it'd be awesome.
I wonder what the non-pathetic people are doing tonight.
They're not listening to this show. JoJo, you got about 4 minutes. You can probably do the camera change.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and flip the camera here. I'm going to get back, and we're going to do two more results, and then we got another interview coming right up after that. So, Brett, go ahead.
I'm just
going to
keep
segue.
We may have a nice little raft update here, which seemed to be what caused all the problem last time, but I believe the Miami Dolphins were on the clock when we last checked. NFL draft. You got here NFL draft, Dolphins. Guess not. We'll give up on that. So, it's this microphone? All right, it's a piece of junk. I have a microphone in the other office. It's in the spare office. There's a microphone there. It must be this one. Okay. Well, the Raw Brewery cook-off this weekend. each team will get four tickets or four wristbands for their team members. They've also got live music and a bunch of other things going in there. There's going to be free beer samplings if you're of age. But you get four per team. Extra tickets are available for purchase at $30. So most teams are under four people. If you know you're over, you know, find a team, somebody else you know that's cooking. Either they'll give you a ticket or you can purchase a ticket there at the door. Just so you know, just saying. All right, Judge O, once you get that changed over, we'll do do a quick giveaway. Or actually, we're our next guest in line soon. Why is everyone? Let's see who we got. There is. Pictures of me and you're outside the camera. Okay, that's done. That's done. All right, a couple quick hits while we ramp build Tim here. Okay, we just booked. Make sure you're in the camera. Is it someone telling me that you're in? You're not. They're saying he needs to be closer to us. Anyway, we just booked our first full stake off in Europe. It's going to be a standalone event on September 20th. All the events we've had thus far have been in conjunction with another barbecue, like on a Friday night with the KCBS in Europe. But this will be the first standalone. And I asked them, what we want to do, I think that'll be the best. We'll try that. But it'll be the first standalone one in Europe. It's going to be great. I'll take that, Mike. And in another note, Cosmos Challenge has been added to Little Elm. Not only is it $2,500 first place, you can also get a gift card in Cosmos Cube if you win first place in their rush. And it is the only SCA event, sanctioned event that weekend. So come out to the to Little Elm.
Now in Little Elm, now I can hear you.
Somebody let me know if you have any better on this microphone.
You need to adjust your levels because you sound funky.
Funky? Check, check. Oh, yeah, it does sound funky. I think that's a little better. It's not high.
A little bit. If you can turn it down a little bit.
I got headphones. I need some. Hello?
Yeah,
all right, whatever.
I can
Let's
hear.
Go back to the action.
Okay, so
for that.
What do you want me to do? You want me to go ahead and do the results?
Yeah, let me see if this they're online yet. Next caller is not on the line, though.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and finish real quick. Last Saturday, I was in Fordyce, Arkansas. Fordyce on cotton ball. You rode on the rails.
No, something on the rails.
Negative.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Mary Michael, if you're listening, I got you better. So,
I haven't been mistaken like 6 minutes. Are you sure?
33 teams. We also did custom hamburgers. So third place on the burger, we had Pam Sutfield, Robert's wife. She did a really nice job. Second place, Richard Bradshaw, Fader Lovers.
Mm-hmm.
First place went to Justin Billings. So congratulations to the Burr entries. Steak, top 10. 10th place went to Ms. Vicki Newton. 9th place to Richard Bradshaw and Call. 8th place went to Ty Triple.
Actually, that not Ty. It was, that was a mistake. That's the one they were down wrong.
Yeah, I think it's his brother.
It's his brother, yes.
I'm sorry. Tom? Damn. It's on my phone, and my phone's acting with the camera. I apologize to the boy. 7th place, Philip Weaver.
Dream Weaver.
6th place, Powell Curse. 5th place went to Mr. Jeremy Holmes. 4th place went to Kevin Murphy. Murph Smokes.
Very good.
3rd place, Miss Johnny Joseph.
Oh, boy.
There's Johnny.
2nd place went to Adam Bailey, Bear Bones Barbecue. 1st place went to third year ago, Mr. Alan Newton, he hit in 40s.
Wow.
Now, with his win in PK in Little Rock, and he had already qualified, the automatic qualifier to Adam Bailey with Bare Bones. So congratulations, Adam.
Congratulations.
See you in Fort Worth. And his partner, Clint.
Ooh, the Brown around the clock. We should start a GoFundMe account for whoever gets drafted by him.
They're going to pick the choice for the Browns will be Johnny Manziel.
Oh, God.
Now, you want to talk about a real half. Here's where it gets really good. I'm going to read the results and see if I can, don't butcher this, in Deutsch. These are the results from the baseball and Barbie steak cook-off.
Well, at least it's team names.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty good challenge here.
Back to you.
So, here we go. Off Dorp, Netherlands. 15 teams. 10th place went to Bills. Mullen. 9th place went to T-Rex. Now, this one, I know who it is. 8th
yes.
place, Low and Slow Meister. They were here at the championship last
year.
They
did make the championship with wood shoes and all.
Wood shoes and flaming wood shoes. 7th place went to Pancake. So we have Milkshake, we have Pancake.
Yeah,
pretty good. 6th place, Sapphire Barbecue Team. 5th place went to Mark Poles. 4th place, Smoke on the Isle Side. 3rd place, Iron Barbecue. 2nd place, Devilagid. Islander Barbecue Team. Don't ask me to read it. Villegard Highland Barbecue Team.
You got it. You got it right. State of the Highland, I guess last. I know it all.
First prize went to Seaside Smoker. Congratulations to our European competitors. Very nice.
Here's our microphone problem. Zapped the calls.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Thing was full a minute ago.
Either that or everybody gave up on us.
It could happen.
That does surprise me.
I'm not saying it's not going to happen. All right, so what's next? Brandy from Plainview is not in that.
The light's even on.
All I see is a blunt talk. Let's just keep going. Brandy's not here yet, so we'll just keep an eye out for Brandy. Let's go ahead and let's do a giveaway.
Okay, let's do this. We're going to do a giveaway. We're going to do a trivia question. Now, here's going to get really tough.
Do you have access to, no, give them the phone number. We'll take the third caller phone number. Third caller, win.
Well, I'm trying to determine if it's live. I can see it live on the phone. So why don't we do this, okay? Everybody that's on the Facebook video, since we are doing this the first time, everybody just back off for a second. Don't hit any buttons. We're going to ask the question. As soon as you hear the word go, can reply to the video with the correct answer. So that I can see it live. I got to get up and go to the camera. That will be your winner. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't have time to answer 500 texts. I must have 12 texts.
Exactly. So
I don't have.
I know. That's what's killing us, too. I know. Yeah.
I just don't have time for those.
Well, look, we're going to call, so I guess they're coming back up.
There you go.
You want to do a third caller? Is that easier?
It would probably be easier because I just don't. To do that, we don't have time.
To do what?
We're fine. Just go.
Okay. First person that can give us the answer wins.
This isn't working.
Where's the question? Here it is.
You got a question, buddy.
Okay, here we go. Here's the trivia question. Where was the first official SCA event held? Where was the first SCA event held?
The first SCA event. I remember that one. It was on a June day. It was our first run, our first trial. See what happens. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, I think I know the answer because I was there. It was at the beautiful Lake Louisville State Park.
The Louisville State Park. Is that correct, JoJo?
That is correct.
Correct. And what was the name of that cook-off?
The North Texas Steak Cook-Off.
That is correct.
Ha, ha, ha. Winner, winner, and chicken dinner. Winner.
The mayor.
Of course.
Hey, I was there.
No wonder. I was like, this guy really knows what he's talking about.
Yes, I do.
One of our microphones was cutting out there for a bit. Sorry about that. Did you notice that?
No, I just got home from doing a great big cook-off with Brian McLarty, the Gateway Church.
How'd that go?
Very well. We fed 3,000 people and Adam Second as well. So we went through a lot of food.
Wow. I got there last week and it really was smooth.
I just wanted to call in to congratulate you guys from being radio superstars to now internet, like TV stars, I guess.
I don't know about that, but.
Like Mike and Mike in the morning, it's Joe and Brett in the evening.
The evening.
Well, we're learning we got to get a couple things to the radio part work better, or the video part work better, but we'll get it worked out. It's kind of fun.
Well, very good. Good backdrop, and I'm sure you guys will work out the bugs.
You'll get it done. Well, thanks for helping mine today. We had a great
no problem. I just wanted to do a little plug for the couple of cook-offs. And Brett and I are both running one. So about the one, I'm going to be at the Roar Cook-Off in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yes,
it is a fundraiser for children with autism. We're going to have some great music, silent auction, a live auction, a raffle, some great food, and a really great steak cook-off. So looking forward to seeing everyone on today. A lot of folks I know are going to be going and to vote. So a shout-out to all of you guys.
Well, and who's emceeing that event up there?
Well,
Emmy.
Somebody's at the door, so good luck with your show tonight, guys.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Mayor. You guys.
That was the mayor, the owner, the co-founder, and Emmy in the background.
Okay, well, since he's not eligible for prize, I do have a winner.
Who won?
Our winner is Mr. Bribecue, Brian Lewis.
Brian Lewis himself.
Yes, he was the first one to answer on the live Facebook video. Brian, congratulations, you have won. Do you have the model?
I do.
A barbecue dragon. There is a slide, so we're going to set it right here so you can kind of peruse it as soon as it comes across there, Brian. You
Brian, do you need an extra small petite, or do you like the triple extra medium?
If you could do me over, Brian, text Brett or to me and give it, tell us your shirt size. And then
I'll let us know if you will be cooking.
And, if you're cooking in Roanoke, I'll bring it to you in Roanoke.
There you go. Congratulations.
Unless you're going to El Dorado, and if you're going to El Dorado, yeah. Brett, take it to you. Yeah, now we see a lot of you.
There we go. Winner, winner.
Winner, winner.
It pays to listen and watch to SCA. Everybody.
Exactly. Exactly. There you go. Congratulations, Brian.
Hopefully you guys see our wall behind us. We got some of our sponsors, Shinerbach Beers, Mr. and Mrs. T's, 1876, which is also Driven Springs Vodka. Got a PK grill back there. Shall have some grill grates soon. And Pelican Cooler, I need to get a sign from Pelican, and we'll put it there as well.
Thanks.
As we grow with the show. Whoa, we're rappers now, Joe. Hydro kicking in well.
Well, real quick, so I'm going to go ahead and give a quick shout out to our sponsors. We haven't mentioned them tonight. This is a good thank you to Shinerbach Beers. Grill Great. Oh, you're going to play it? Let's go ahead and play it. Anyway, we went through all this production work.
Shinerbach Beers. Grill Great. EK Grills. Pelican Coolers. Dripping Springs, Texas Vodka, Mr. and Mrs. T, Bloody Mary Mixes, Cosmos Q's, Injection, Marinades and Rubs, Hewitt Up Steps, Tranquil IT, Green Mountain Grills, and Fire Butler. Thank you for your support of the State Golf Association.
Perfect.
Thanks, Joe. You did that so well and so fast.
I know, it sounded pretty good, and not only that, I was over here strumming the guitar.
I don't know. You've got talent. You've got skills.
Mad skills.
Mad something.
All right, folks. Well, since we got some time to burn before our next interview.
Randy didn't make it in, it appears.
We're going to go ahead and go over the event calendar very quickly. Go over some events. Now, again, on Saturday, El Dorado, Arkansas. It's going to be Bikers Against Child Abuse. Cook-off, the Baca. This is a really, really good charitable event. This is the, I'm trying to remember, the gold chapter of the Motorcycle Club in El Dorado, and Johnny Joseph is going to be the head promoter out there. Brett and his lovely wife will be out there repping and running the show, so y'all can make it up there. Please do. Now, I would like to give you a quick follow-up here. On El Dorado, the weather is not going to be very cooperative. Now, last year, for some of you that were there, we were allowed to cook inside the building. This year, same thing. Mr. Johnny Joseph sent me some pictures a little while ago. There is an open arena inside, and this arena will be able to house all the teams. You don't need to pop up because you're going to be under a roof. Right. But the stipulation is this. If you bring a trailer, if you bring a rig, if you bring a smoker, they have to stay outside.
There's no reason to bring it anyway.
There's no reason to bring it anyway. This is what we call a minimum cook. So just your roll-up cooker, okay?
Everybody be cooking underneath a big, basically it's a big pole barn.
Yeah,
basically. Huge pole barn. It's got big oars on it. Got fan, has a fan there.
Yeah.
We will have some Shinerbach there as well. We're going to bring... Oh, should I bring 4 or 5 cases, Jojo? I think I can find 5. All right. We're going to bring 5 cases for the cooks. Shiner provides these for the guys so they can have happy hour or 2.
Or 3.
Right on.
Now, on Sunday. Yes, Sunday.
I don't trust this, Mike.
Rauer and Sons Brewery presents the Rauer Steak Cook-Off, or it's the Rauer BQ. Cook-off. Now, this one has sold out. We have 45 teams. It's sold out. This one also, space is limited. No trailers, no smokers, no rigs. It's also a minimum cook.
Very limited space.
Very limited. That it is so limited that some of the teams are going to need to probably double up, triple up. Now, I will be cooking in this one. I've already teamed with at least 2 teams. We're going to try to squeeze.
Cooking with Pollock?
Yeah, with Cowbell and with Mr. Helms. We're going to try to all get under one canopy. My canopy is 50 by 50, but we'll fit everybody in.
Oh,
there.
I like your math, Jojo.
But we're gonna light them up, okay? So the mayor will be in charge of this one. come out. He just spoke about it just a few minutes ago. It's for a great cause, also for charity for children's autism.
Correct.
We're going to have live music. The Cookers will be getting four bands. Those wristbands will include beer, will include a pint glass, and a barbecue.
Wow.
It's going to be really good. For some of y'all that are familiar with the barbecue, it is Billy's Pecan Acre. It is really good barbecue.
Nice.
Really good barbecue. Then, next Friday, the 29th, the Mark Marlowe Memorial Barbecue Cook-Off.
Yeah, baby!
This one's the Go Big or Go Home.
Go Big or Go Home.
Now, this one's a Friday night event. It is in conjunction with a barbecue cook-off. Mr. Brover here will be in Plainview, Texas, Friday night.
I'll be there.
Friday also.
That's a Friday night event, but they also do have a
barbecue on Saturday. Also on Friday night, Greenwood, Mississippi, Q Yazoo State Cook-Off. This, the mayor will be in Mississippi. He will be prepping this one. So Friday night, Greenwood, Mississippi. Saturday, the 7th, Roanoke, Texas. We spoke with Adam Smith earlier. The Roanoke Rye Roundup. This cook-off is in Roanoke, Texas. Yours truly will be repping this contest. So, this one is also going to be where the entry fee also covers the appetizer fee. So, if you can get in for the steak, why not cook the appetizer?
Might as well. You're there.
You're there.
It's another chance to win.
Exactly. And we are paying top on appetizer.
I've seen smoked bologna around.
So, seriously, everybody come on out there to Roanoke for those of y'all that want to cook. That one, still open, you can register. www.roanokeryeroundup.com. Okay? Then, on May the 14th, which is a Saturday, the Tony Stone Low and Slow Competition and State Cook-Off in Ofdorp, Netherlands. SC proper, Ken and Brett will be in the Netherlands for this one.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun event. We went last year, but we went for the baseball and barbecue that was
last
weekend result. But this one is the largest KCBS barbecue in Europe. I want to say 73 teams.
Wow.
70 teams, and he's expecting 40 of them to cook the SCA stick out there. We are going to do SCA judging class at Sapphire Warehouse. So we do it at the Sapphire Grills Warehouse there. We hope last year we did it. We had 40 judges that came through and set it up for the year over in Europe, but now we're in 60 more judges. So we're hoping to have enough 40 judges there, and it's a great time there. And going to Amsterdam is not bad.
Well, hopefully one of these days I'll make the power trip. Now, the 20th, which is a Friday, Friday night, Amarillo, Texas, the Homer's Backyard Barbecue. This one is also in conjunction with the barbecue cook-off. This one, Brett, will be in Amarillo.
Okay. Oh, for Friday night.
For Friday night. Saturday, the 21st, Premier Grill Steak Cook-Off, the first inaugural cook-off in Frisco, Texas. This one, $500 first prize.
You said
$2,500.
$2,500.
That's nice. It's very nice. So, folks, if you take this one, this is only, I'm going to say it again, the only SCA sanctioned cook-off that weekend.
Got to go for it.
Okay? So, if you take it, please do. Okay? Now, the last one also, on the 28th, the last weekend of May, which would be early weekend. Correct.
Saturday, sure. Saturday,
yeah. The North Texas State Cook in Keller, Texas.
Oh, yeah. And this one.
This one is double.
Double points.
Double, I said.
Double D points. Can't
so
beat that.
Just to show up, you're going to get 2 points. If you win, you get 22 points.
Damn.
If y'all can see, he's got a little bit of delay here. These are the trophies that Brett's holding up for the North Texas State Cook-Off. We will be doing one bite challenge, steak, yes, Are we doing Kids Cook?
We are doing Kids Cook.
There is a Kids Cook also, and they also get a trophy
this size.
So those are awesome. These are awesome trophies. Double points. Remember, folks, double points. One more. Double points. Double your pleasure, double your fun with a double point event with SCA, baby. That same Saturday, Roscoe, Texas. Roscoe, Texas. Flip flops and tank tops, steak cook off. This is the first time event, but it's going to be a fun event in Roscoe, Texas. Those of you not familiar with Roscoe, Texas region.
Got a call.
So, that is our event calendar. Check our calendar, please. www.statecookoffs.com. Click on cookoffs. You'll see the event calendar. Things are always changing. Things are always added. Now we're going to go into our next interview. Who do we have on the phone there, bro?
All right. Next, we have Robert Baxley. Robert is not only a great steak cooker. This guy just posted on his Facebook this huge bass he caught out of his pond today. Is that Robert?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, you're cutting out on me. I didn't know if you can hear me or not.
Yes, we can hear you just fine.
Hey, it's great to be on the show tonight. Y'all doing a great job. I really love the big response y'all got coming in tonight.
Thank you, and congratulations on your victory in Linden this past weekend.
Thank you, guys. We really enjoyed that. That was our first big win for Otter Creek Farms, and we really enjoyed it. It was an honor.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, in addition, you're also a barbecue, correct?
Do what, JoJo?
I'm sorry. We're having some difficulties with mics and stuff going on here. Can you hear me now?
I hear you.
Okay, my question to you now is, okay, your name of your team is Otter Creek. Who works in your team?
JoJo, you're cutting out, Spad. I heard Otter Creek.
Hold on.
You introduce who cooks on your team? You can't work on it too bad.
Their signal's
dropped. Oh. Okay, I'm letting Tracy. She's kind of here. She's listening to y'all on the other phone, and I'm going to respond. Myself and my beautiful wife, Tracy, are the cooks on the Otter Creek Farm Cookers.
Excellent, excellent. So did she cook the steak or did you, Robert? That's what we really want to know.
Well, you know, you always got the worker and you got the supervisor. So, you always got that supervisor that you said takes care of everything. So she supervises and she keeps the time going for me and tells me to stay on top of everything. So
there you go. You guys make a great team. Make a great team, buddy. They're having to relay the message to him, but there's a delay.
What do you have?
It's because of both fighting. Hey, Robert, let us we may have to reschedule you. This is like losing its month. Yeah.
That'll be great. We'll just try it next week.
Let's get on the next one, and then we'll just finish the show up on the Facebook page, because it's really dragging us. We have two machines on your way. I'm sorry we can't do more here, but
all right, let's just go and finish this on Facebook. GI